This call may be recorded.
Hi.
Hey. I just, like, I mean, did you have, like, another plan for the credit card debt?
Well, I'll probably get a different job sometime.
So you're just thinking that you would pay it off over time?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ask your employer to sign off on your contract relation? What?
I haven't been there long enough.
Did you ask?
I haven't been there long enough.
Does that mean yes or does that mean no?
No.
Okay. And
I
guess you never
start children with me because you divorce me when I'm like suicidal.
What?
You understand that I can't realistically agree to raise our children together if you divorce me when I'm suicidal? But
I don't really understand, no. I don't get it. I don't get why. What?
What don't you understand?
Like, I would think that if you're committed to improving your mental and emotional health for the sake of being a good father, that wouldn't change just because you're divorced. I would think that being divorced would give you even more motivation to pursue your singular calling in life. And you'd take that
in the best I can.
I know, I'm just saying, like, I don't see the circumstances being that different from if you're married and need to pursue self-improvement for the sake of not ruining your children. You know what I mean? Like, in either case, there's a major, major, major problem that's going to negatively impact your children forever, and you have got to get a hold of it.
Doing
so, no, I don't.
As I can for as long as I can. That's what I can commit to.
Hey, Des.
Hey.
Hey, Dustin. Hey. I don't understand why you think that your prognosis would be any better if you were married and worse if you were divorced. What's the rationale there?
I don't know. I don't know if it is. I'm just saying it.
Do you feel like you need to be carrying out domestic abuse in order to be okay in life? I'm just saying, I don't get, like, with how destructive you are in marriage and how terrible your family life was, why you would presume that.
I don't understand you. I told you I would give you everything. Don't.
Because, I mean, a divorce is not about trying to, is this about your parents? How your mom was terrible in the divorce and screwed your dad over and tried to take everything she could from him and ruin his business and use her children as a pawn? Like, you think that's what divorce really is for normal people?
No.
Because for us, it's removing ourselves from really, really unhealthy behavior patterns. I cannot fathom how you would not be better off. In a situation where you're not mistreating, neglecting, or abusing your wife on a daily basis, often in front of your children, and instead actually spending actual quality time with them every other weekend, which you've historically not ever set aside a whole weekend. You know what I mean? Like,
it just really. I mean, seems, we're already
that
doing
just seems
that,
so like. I know, I'm just saying that seems like so, like, beautiful, happy family and rainbows compared to the hell that we were in. I don't understand, like, this idea that you have that some terrible, hopeless abyss when all you've lost is the ability to abuse me. I don't get it.
I mean, I don't get it. You can do whatever you want. I don't.
What does that mean?
It means I said I would give you whatever you want.
Why do you keep talking about that? I mean, I haven't been asking you to give me anything. I don't get it. You understand this thing that you've been doing where you make people think bad things about me and imagine that I'm taking your children away from you so that they'll feel sorry for you and think that you're a victim is all predicated on an actual, real principle that children need an active father in their lives? People know this, and that's why you're able to manipulate them in that way, because they're imagining that your wife is taking children away from their father, which would be a bad thing. So you're using that principle to victimize me and abuse me, but I don't see you actually acting on it in terms of making a priority of making sure that you become more and more and more active in your children's lives, regardless of your situation. Are you there? Hello?
I'm still here.
Oh.
Still here.
Okay. Well, I'd like you to maybe stop doing this thing where you interrupt a real conversation about real things and real concerns and deflecting to, I said I'd give you everything, as if I asked for everything, and as if that somehow excuses continuing to give me instability and give your children way less than what they deserve in a father. Can we take that off the table of ways that you can deflect a conversation whenever it's convenient?
Can't talk about this anymore right now, but I'll try and clarify in a text later on.
What?
I can't talk about this anymore right now, but I'll try and clarify in a text later on.
Okay, just please don't make it all about I said I'd give you everything in a settlement.
All right.
Because I haven't been asking for that. Oh, I didn't know that you had somewhere to go. I needed to try to figure out how to get our 2018 tax returns.
I haven't filed them.
So I can't give all your computers back until I copy the files over, but I can't access all the files because some of them are password protected.
Well, I can't help you with that.
Can you go ahead and tell me any passwords that you think that you're using on your boxes? Why?
I do not have them.
Where do you keep them?
I have to remember. I don't know. I gotta go right now.
I'm not sure what you mean.
Sorry.
Like, you're not sure where you keep them in your trailer exactly, or you're not sure what file you put them in?
Yep.
Which one was it?
I don't know what the password is, but I have to go now.
I'm not really sure what you mean by you don't know.
I mean that I don't know what it is.
Are you saying that somebody else
you.
That
I've not decided if I will provide it to you at any point in the future?
I'm not actually understanding.
I'll text that to you too.
Okay, but you're definitely the one who created those passwords?
I don't remember.
Was there somebody else who had access to those and would have had an opportunity?
I don't know who you gave
that password
to.
No, I mean, before I unplugged them. Like,
I don't know, honey. I gotta go.
There's already a password on it. There was already a password on it, so I'm asking, like, during the time that you had it, if you were giving someone else access in a way that...
I don't know. I gotta go.
All right, bye.
I'll text you later.